Today is the first Friday of the month, so I wanted to spend a moment or two just talking about the devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the great promises that our Lord gave to St. Margaret Mary when he appeared to her in the end of the 17th century. And these promises have been sort of condensed down to 12 major promises for those who are devoted to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, those families that make the enthronement of the Sacred Heart. This is where you place an image or picture of the Sacred Heart in the home. It could be a statue or a beautiful painting in the living room or dining room, and then you consecrate your family or yourself as an individual or you as a couple to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, thereby giving graces and blessings to the family. And so these promises can be boiled down to that those who are devoted to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, Jesus promises to give you all the graces you need for the duties of your state in life. As a wife, mother, husband, father, lawyer, doctor, student, you'll be given special graces to do the duties of your state in life well. Jesus says, number two, I will establish peace in your family. And every family today needs special blessings of peace in the home. Number three, I will bless every house in which the picture of my heart is exposed and honored. So Jesus promises to bless that home, that residence where he is honored. Number four, I will console you in all your difficulties. Notice the Lord is smart. He doesn't say, I will take away all your difficulties. The Lord knows better than that. He says, I'll console you in your difficulties, right? Number five, I will be your refuge during life. And especially at the hour of your death. That hour of our death that is so important that every day we pray 50 times, Mary, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. That hour of our death is so important that is the final time of conversion, repentance, and grace that the Lord wants to give us. But Jesus promises to be our refuge. Number six, I will pour abundant blessings upon all your undertakings. All your projects and jobs and raising the children will give you abundant blessings if you're devoted to Jesus and his Sacred Heart. Number seven, sinners will find in my heart a fountain and a boundless ocean of mercy. So we take refuge in the Sacred Heart. He's an ocean of mercy and forgiveness. Number eight, lukewarm souls will become fervent. Number nine, fervent souls will rise speedily to great perfection. Number 10, I will give to priests the grace to touch the most hardened hearts. That's a special blessing, I think, given to priests who are devoted to the Sacred Heart, that they become God's instruments to bring about the conversion of the heart of heart and those who have turned away from God. Number 11, those who promote this devotion shall have their names written on my heart, never to be erased. So wouldn't that be good news for all of us to promote devotion and spread devotion to the Sacred Heart as members of a Legion of Mary and other organizations to give out holy cards and promote enthronement and devotion to the Sacred Heart. And lastly, number 12, which especially relates to today, that is the first Friday of the month, I promise you in my excessive mercy of my heart that my all-powerful love will grant to those who go to communion on the first Friday of 9 consecutive months. That's today in the next 9 months. So you go to Mass and Communion every first Friday, and you offer your communion out of love for the Sacred Heart and in reparation for the sins committed against the Sacred Heart. These are called communions of reparation. So you offer that up and you comfort the Lord when you receive communion, offer it in reparation for all the sins committed against the Sacred Heart of Christ. So if you keep the Lord company on the first Friday of 9 consecutive months by going to Mass and Communion, and of course regular confession at least once a month during this time as well, Jesus says, the grace of final penitence, final conversion will be given to you. These souls shall not die in my displeasure, that means in the state of unrepentant mortal sin, nor shall they die without the sacraments, that the Lord would provide a priest there, if necessary, to administer the holy sacraments, confession, anointing, apostolic pardon, viaticum, which is your last holy communion. My divine heart shall be your safe refuge at the last moment. So what a great blessing this is on this first Friday to just be reminded of the power of being truly devoted to the Sacred Heart of Christ. And enthroning that picture in your home, a priest can come over and help you, or a Legion of Mary members can do that with you. So just try to get this done. Try to promote this in your family, in your life, and then make these 9 First Fridays. And after you make the first 9, just keep on going. Make another one and just keep going. Every First Friday for the rest of your life, keep going to Mass and receiving communion in honor and a reparation for the Sacred Heart of Jesus.